happy hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yes, feels like I was just here. Well, literally I am, because I record in my living room. This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. We are live on Spreaker. Search up Hoppy Radio, 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into today. But I want to remind you that this show is being brought to you by dbinfusions.com. When I tell you that that is the best place to get CBD and Delta 8, I'm a man of my words. dbinfusions.com. They are out of Sarasota. The best CBD shop around. This is also being brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy at Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. Okay, we have so much to get into.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, I see this from the Daily Mail. I'm indifferent about Elon Musk. I don't know if his opinion is really that unique. I don't know if any of them are. To me, the Elon Musks, the Gary V's, the Tony Robbins, all these rich people that we aspire towards, the guy that makes a Virgin, Richard something. Anyway, all these boomers, all these people, everybody on Shark Tank, we aspire to be like them because they have money, but they're miserable like us. So I don't really know what to think of like Elon Musk or Gary Vee or any of them, in the way that when I've had some really low times in my life this year, just wondering about myself and that, now I'm more confident. I've worked on it. I've been going to a shrink and that. I've been boxing at AmirAcademy.com. So I'm beginning to feel better. But man, sometimes when you're really depressed, you just want that like Gary Vee or Elon Musk inspirational quote. So I'm telling you, I'm indifferent about Elon, but I will tell you, the way he is handling his new era, most likely going into Twitter, is fascinating. He's doing it perfectly. And anybody that doesn't want him involved with Twitter, anybody that's bothered by him going to Twitter, a few things. Doesn't have a life, is easily offended by everything, likes avocado toast, leans liberal, and doesn't like the fact that he's about to expose the fact that Twitter's not that popular. He told the Twitter staff at first all-hands meeting he wants 1 billion active users and will tolerate pretty outrageous tweets and excellent employers can work from home. Because it says that this is ahead of his $44 billion takeover. I didn't know. I thought maybe he was backing out. I mean, you never know what to believe. A lot of times it feels like publicity. It is. The all-hands-on meeting was set to begin at 9 a.m. East Coast time, but held an hour late. That had to be annoying, too. I hate when you're in the corporate mumbo-jumbo Microsoft Teams or any of these meetings, and it's just like you're waiting for everybody, and you got the boomer. It's like, I just want to say, I'm not supposed to have my microphone on, but I love working for this company, and I totally don't want to be replaced. I just want to say hi, everybody. And you got the one woman whose name is like Susan, and you hear like,
Rufus, get over there. What are you doing, Rufus?
There's people that don't turn off their microphones. You really get to see who's good with technology, and you've really gotten to see who's been bad at technology the last 2 years since the beginning of the pandemic. They said Musk spoke to 7,500 employees from a shakily held smartphone, which he was holding in his hand. Yeah, he's got Asperger's, bro. I don't really have Asperger's. I just have severe bipolar, ADD, ADHD. But I get anxious easily. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you is he's a nervous guy. I can relate to that. He probably always twitches his knee. He's a billionaire, but he's a weird guy. I mean, if you want to have a kid with Grimes, that's definitely weird. The CEO said that only excellent contributors are entitled to work from home. And this is what I like about Elon. He keeps it real because a lot of corporations will work you to the ground and not even care. And they'll just spit you out and be like, thanks for your help. But Elon Musk seems like he kind of actually cares. Like, that's motivation to be good at your job. He was not asked by his team about his commitment to the looming Twitter deal. Yeah, I don't really think you're speaking up when you're in a meeting with Elon Musk. Hey, Elon, let's talk about business right now. I'm making $50,000 a year and don't want to be laid off, but come on now. It's just so funny. And all the boomers and people that get mad about Elon Musk buying Twitter, I'm like, I don't know. It is such a repulsive website. Like, if you share anything happy on Twitter, man, you're going to get 5 likes. Congrats. Unless you're like a public figure. Like a Mike Calta. But if you're me, a really good picture gets about 16 likes. 20 likes. Which I saw a post the other day that said, imagine 20 people complimenting you in a day. Appreciate your social media numbers. I was like, thank you, meme.
Shut up!
But man, I post on Twitter something, like let's say I were to post, people that drive lifted trucks have small penises, and then the small penis brigade of everybody brigade, whatever the word is, not really helping my cause, on Twitter would be like, no, that's not true. Man, you call out something that's really obvious, and the people online that identify with what you're calling out really get mad. Like, I remember one time I put up that people that had lifted trucks don't need to have Magnum condoms, and this guy is like, someone I work with is like, what are you implying? Like, that you're angry, and that you're driving a truck to make yourself feel better, because deep down, you're miserable. Mm-hmm. 856 49 Hoppy. Here's some research about COVID. Isn't it weird to think that like COVID was in the past? Like, I know it exists and people are dying and whatever. But what I'm saying is like the quarantine was 2 years ago. Like, think about that. COVID lockdowns did not make us fatter. Scientists claim we just got chubbier as normal. And we put on triple the amount in the year before virus hit. Yeah, I got pretty fat in 2019. I was drinking a lot, going out, drinking a lot. All right, now here's what I'm saying. Is I find scientists to be unbearable. Like, maybe it's just because they're really adamant about there not being an afterlife and I'm terribly afraid of dying. And that might just be why I don't like scientists. But, man, some of them can be really smarmy. And, like, this, like, when scientists are like, there's no such thing as social media addiction. Really? Tell a whole generation that. There's no such thing as people not getting fat during the COVID era. Really? Look at any at-home worker. People did get fat. I don't believe it. I believe that a lot of times scientists are contrarians. They want to have the side view to be different. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. Now, I despise the Free Britney movement. I was afraid during the prom of the Free Britney movement to say anything about the Free Britney movement. But now that it's over with, now that it's in the past, I'm going to be honest here. I would say 59% of the Free Britney movement is a bunch of cloud chasers that use her for cloud. They treat her like Game of Thrones or whatnot. What I'm saying is it was entertainment. People pretended to care about mental health. But here's the proof of the people that didn't care about her. The media obviously has never cared about her. And if you're continuing to talk about Britney after she's been freed and after she's married, you're just grasping onto the past, man. What I mean by that is this. I seen on TMZ.com that Britney Spears got off of social media and the Free Britney, like Reddit page and all these pages are talking about it. And I go, that's exactly what they were doing to her when they were exploiting her at the Disney Club with the weird old guy. That's what her family did with all her money. That's what the media did. That's what all her lovers did. Everyone uses her. And you're using her. When you're talking about why is she off of social media? Because she's free now. If you genuinely cared, you go, oh, that's cool. I'm going to listen to Britney and whatever. But if you're continuing to talk about it, you're no different. I don't know. It just bothers me. Because then, like, it's like bandwagon mental health awareness. Like, May comes around. Everyone's like, mental health matters. Even though corporations treat people like garbage. But mental health matters. Get out of here. And then when you tell a Free Britney fan like that they suck, they get all mad. And they're like, well, you don't care about women's rights. Yeah, I do. I believe everybody should be treated equally. I'm just not out there exploiting that topic for views. 856-49-HOPPY. Bam Margera is in a bit of trouble. He was found by authorities at a Delray Beach, Florida hotel. My, oh, my, that is not a sentence I ever want to have anybody ever say in their lifetime, even my enemies. During the time that you are alive, the sentence that you were found at a Delray Beach, Florida hotel after going AWOL from court-ordered rehab, it's not a sentence you want. You want the sentence, I am set for life. I am either happy being single and sleeping around, or I'm in a relationship, or I'm in an open marriage. You want to have your life set when you're 42 years old as Bam Margera. You kind of want to have things figured out. But when you're 42 years old and you're not going to court-ordered rehab and you're being found at a Delray Beach, Florida hotel, you're a loser, bro. And there's something about the hotel game here in Florida that is just skanky. What I mean by it is, remember Andrew Gillum got caught with, like, hookers and drugs in Miami? Who hasn't? And you got Bam Margera. Unfortunately, rest in peace, Vincent Jackson. A lot of people go to Florida hotels to, like, just die. Police and a crisis intervention team were present when Margera was found. He did not resist when he was taken back to the rehab center. Margera previously checked himself out of rehab when he was under a court order. He was not allowed to leave the facility, but was reportedly told the manager that he was unhappy with the restrictions. So he just ran away. The alarm goes off. Come back, Bam Margera. Come back. He probably like slipped some guy some money and was like, hey, can you just let me go? Probably the same security guards that let that Klay Thompson lookalike into the Warriors game. Can't believe that happened. I can only imagine that Monday morning team meeting with all the security guards. There was probably a lot being talked about then. He has since put pictures showing him with his new AA sponsor as well as with his wife and rapper MGK. Bro, get away from MGK, man. That's like a sober person who wants to go out to Ybor. Yeah. Doesn't really work out. I'm going to hang out with a rock star. That's going to help my sobriety. Man, he looks like a weathered 42 years old. He looks like somebody that you would see just smoking a cigarette just for the hell of it outside of the Pinellas Park Walmart at 2 in the morning, even though it's closed. Ah, man. Bam Margera. Didn't he, like, freak out in that, like, waiting room of, like, a, wasn't it like a Malibu hotel or whatever? And he's, like, he's going crazy. One has to wonder if the Jackass crew has CTE, because they did do a lot of crazy things, and he is acting like a damaged football player, going to a Florida hotel. I'm just saying, like, we laugh at the Jackass show, but they did do crazy things, and obviously your body can recover. I'm sure they're going to be in a wheelchair in 15 years. Their body will officially break down, all of them. But what I'm saying is, like, you can recover from an injured body. But, like, an injured brain, they probably got CTE. They're out of their mind. Oh, man. Tom Hanks. Everyone's favorite absentee father. Only that would explain Chet Hanks. Tom Hanks, everyone's favorite actor. He rushed to protect his wife as she was aggressively, as an aggressive fan, nearly knocks her over. Amid actor's health fears, he was leaving a rest strong with his family when they were mobbed by overzealous fans. Crowd swarmed a pair and knocked into the back of Rita, nearly knocking her to the ground. Superman Tom rushed to the aid and shouted, "My wife, back the fuck up! Knocked over my wife!" That does sound like the way Tom Hanks would say it. All right. I got the video here from Daily Mail TV. Oh, hell yeah. It's a little commercial for, let's see what cell phone company. Q-Link? Oh, sure. Every drug dealer in Gulfport probably has that.
How you doing? Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move.
I love how the people shoving him, running into him, are saying, be careful. They're like, we're going to be pushing into you. Move. Because they were, like, backing up. He's trying to continue to walk, and they're saying, watch out, bud. We're going to keep bothering you and shove your wife to the ground. Whatever. Oh, he's so tough. This is someone that wants to get head when he gets home.
What are you doing?
Back the off.
What are y'all doing?
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they
oh, jeez. Disgusting. They're the ones that are doing it. It's like when you get caught in class. Hey, I wasn't participating in that joint of marijuana. It was everybody else. Because everybody there is guilty.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Tom, sorry about that, Tom. What are they doing?
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to almost kill your wife. Whatever. Maybe you need to talk to Chet.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Knock it over my wife.
Hell yeah. We all did last night.
Happy hour.
Well,
happy
I didn't.
Hour.
I'm monogamous.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been a fun one. One that's memorable. Don't back up when you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Like how I did that? You like that transition? You like that Radio 101? Monday through Friday, Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2800 22nd Street North in Edson, St. Petersburg is the best trainer around. MMA, UFC fighting, martial arts, self-defense, whatever the hell you need from Amir Academy, you'll see me there, and I'm getting ripped, baby. I'm getting huge.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. Oh, I'm getting annoying. Not at all. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, this is from the Daily Mail. I noticed that every other publication in America, even Fox News, they kind of hold back on their Biden coverage of how much of a scumbag he is. And Trump was a scumbag, too. And Obama was allegedly known to have had a side chick, while Michelle, while being a senator in Illinois. So none of these politicians are good people. But let me tell you, the anti-coverage of Biden, oh, it's infuriating. Florida woman who found Ashley Biden's diary in halfway house is under FBI investigation for selling the journal in which the president's daughter recalls showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, and details of her drug and sex addiction. All right. Now, would I want to hang out with Trump? Hell yeah, he'd be fun to party with, even though he's sober. But I didn't like Trump. He bothered me. But his kids are very professional. They hate their father. They don't like their father. They don't vibe with their father. But at the same time, they're professional looking. And that represents that Trump's more put together. He's bombastic and crazy, but he's put together professionally. Very organized. You can hate on him all you want, but he's the best self-promoter of all time. He's very organized while being unorganized. It's called being a sociopath. But when you look at Biden's legacy, you got Hunter Biden smoking crack with Chinese hookers on a sex tape, and then you got him touching kids in videos, and then these allegations. Like, there's something weird there. And I think it's because he lost his kids that it just messed him up, but there's no self-defense. If it's just infuriating. There are things that are truth, that are true about Joe Biden being a weirdo. There are things that are true. Now, you can debate that the inflation and gas prices might be his fault. It's definitely not 100% his fault, but he's not helping at all. Not all the blame should go to Joe Biden on most things. It's just easy because he's the president, and I despise him so much. I despised him when Obama passed Obamacare, and he was like, this is a big fucking deal, Barry. Like, shut up, you classless clown. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You just look at his kids, and you're like, that's your legacy? So this woman named Amy Harris from Florida is under investigation for taking Ashley Biden's diary after the president's daughter left it behind at a Palm Beach halfway house. Well, maybe she shouldn't have put the name Ashley Biden on it. I feel like when your father is a household name, unfortunately, I feel like you should probably go by like Jim, like not Jim Jones. We fly high, no high, we know this ballin'. If you were born in the 90s, you'd get that reference. I feel like she should have gone by like Jenny Jones or something. Anything. Let me just put that. My name is the most common or the most known name right now. Like, do you think when Howard Stern, when he's talking on his show about getting Uber Eats and DoorDash for his mom, and they're in the like nursing home or whatever he's paying for, because I listen. Do you think he goes, yeah, this is for Beth Stern and Howard? Or do you think he goes by like a different name? Like if he's checking into the nicest hotel. Like that's what Joe Biden's daughter should have done. Previous reports claims the Bidens reported it taken in an alleged burglary, but Daily Mail has learned Harris is not being looked into for theft. That was the original lead in the Bidens going, how can we try to blame them? Ugh. It's hard selling a piece of a property that could be considered a crime. And the fact Ashley is the president's daughter kicks it to a different legal level. Harris, the woman who found it, moved into a Palm Beach home and found it under the mattress after Ashley moved back to Philly in 2020. And that's the other decision needed. You left your name on a book and then moved to Philadelphia. She is said to have later passed the private journal around at a Republican fundraiser before selling it for $40,000 to right-wing organization Project Veritas. The diary contains shocking and sensitive info, such as details about her chronic drug abuse, sex addiction, and being hypersexualized in her youth. Can you imagine? I mean, Trump was weird about, what was his daughter, Ivanka? Trump's a weird guy. But when Biden is being accused of doing things that are similar to Trump, nobody talks about it. And I hope that my show is not coming off political now. Because I'm bashing everybody. I hate Nancy Pelosi. I hate that doddering old piece of garbage from Kentucky that declined the... I don't know a lot about politics, but I hate every one of those ass wipes. So I hope I'm making you guys have fun with it. I'm not like one-sided like Kimmel. I don't know. It's just infuriating because it just feels like we're never... It feels like you're born and then you... Of course you die, but it just feels like we're never going to have a genuine moment. Because nobody wants to be honest about their favorite politician's shortcomings. You live in a propaganda world. Trump supporters were like, he held a Bible in front of a church and took pictures that look like a Christmas card and put them on social media. He's a perfect father, even though he bangs every side chick ever. What I'm saying is this. Then you got Biden, you got these allegations that nobody's talking about in the U.S. Media. I had to go to the United Kingdom to get these good headlines. And this isn't fake news. This is literally real. Why are all the things that we know Biden has done, the way he communicates with world leaders, if Trump says the thing about Tide Pods or whatever, or the injecting of the bleach, whatever that thing was, and the liberals crucified him for days. But Biden does that every day, and it's just like, God. Also in the news, most people don't want to be billionaires, with around 8 million being the perfect amount. I would say 50 million. 8 million? That's not that. That's a lot, but that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen the Daily Mail say. That nobody wants to be a billionaire. Nah, I'm good. Please, keep me as a poor millennial. Kevin Spacey vows to prove his innocence over allegations he sexually assaulted three men as he grins during court appearance. He denies that he sexually assaulted these three men. All right, let me see here. Hollywood actor Kevin Spacey will prove his innocence over claims he sexually assaulted three men. He smiled as he exited a silver Mercedes and was ushered into the Westminster Magistrates Court by two police officers and his legal team. As he sat in the dock, Spacey occasionally glanced over the packed press bench and full public gallery, which last stood 28 minutes and spoke only to confirm his name and date of birth. So he's being a creep by doing a thing where he's looking over so that you get pictures of him. It's all a big thing to him. The American actor who starred in House of Cards and films American Beauty and The Usual Suspects is accused of being in a bunch of sex attacks on three men in London between 2005 and 2013 when he was a director of art at the Old Vic Theater. That sounds like a way to groom. Like, you get to be around a lot of like men when you're like an art director at a theater. That's equivalent to like a teacher wanting to bang 16-year-olds so they become a teacher. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely like going to get prospects because it seems like he is gay and a lot of gay men would go to a theater. Hetero men can go too, but you know what I'm saying. Spacey, who was wearing glasses and dressed smartly in a blue suit. I don't care. This continues to go on about it. I don't know if this audio is going to have anything good. We're going to play it together. It is Kevin Spacey walking out of court. What commercial is going to load this time? True classic tees?
I lost weight literally overnight.
Yeah.
I went from looking like this to this.
Family
and friends.
No one cares. Go to my website to buy a t-shirt for $40 in this inflation. Wow. The Brits think they're better than us and they can't even get a good. We don't know what dentists are. What?
Take out the
Y
and then we get a picture.
Can we get a picture? What? What is he saying? That's the dude that had the chance. Like, when you're in America, they'll be like, did you touch those men, Kevin? But this guy, like, had the opportunity and really flunked it. Wow. And they think they're better than us. I'm not saying we're better. But man, he talked to some British people and they just are like, we're so much better than America. Really? Okay. Shaquille O'Neal pays more than $25,000 to settle entire New York City tab at a restaurant while out to dinner with a woman. Yeah, you know he was definitely trying to get laid that night because she was probably putting in a little bit of work and he's like, how can I impress her? And finally, in the headlines, before we get to celebrity news clips in a bit, I feel better now than I did when I was 20. Gisele Bündchen reveals exercising, eating right, and thinking positive has led to happiness. Yeah. Being in your 20s is cool. Like, I'm going to look back on it because I'm going to be 28 going on 29. I'll be fond of, like, not having back pain in my early 20s and being able to eat whatever I want. Like, and, like, the youth. Like, when I have gray hair, I will definitely miss being in my 20s. But also, I can't wait for my 30s. So I can agree with Gisele on that, that eating right and thinking positive has led to happiness. I love the people that will, like, tease me about believing in the law of attraction. Listen, there are moments in my life that I feel down. That I'm like, where is my career going? I'll just start babbling in my brain. My brain is a frightening place. No, like, violent thoughts, but just never believing in myself. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I turn on The Secret, that fluff piece of an audiobook. Life is worth living, and it just helps a little bit. Yeah, you're going to die, and your dreams may or may not be achieved, but either way, you're going to die. You can have those deep negative thoughts, or you can appreciate what you know or what you have. And positive thoughts go a little far, but you also got to be talented.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the best CBD and Delta 8 shop in the Bay Area. DBinfusions.com. Oh, yeah. Let me get the phone number for you guys. 941-730-0760. That's 941-730-0760. And tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour. They got everything. CBD, D8, D9, THC, oils, vapes, CBD edibles, and more. Enjoy it. Life's short. Have fun. Go to dbinfusions.com. And when you tell them that you heard about it from Happy Hour, you're going to feel good.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad?
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meat Wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. May we say rest in peace to something that was around too long and became irrelevant, but somehow continued to grind on. And no, I'm not talking about Grey's Anatomy. May we say rest in peace to Internet Explorer. And you can say rest in peace to yourself because you are going to die someday. But hey, you outlived Internet Explorer unless you were born 26 years ago.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bytes, the end of the line for Internet Explorer. After more than 26 years, Microsoft is essentially ending support for the browser today.
Even when it was the main browser in 2005, it sucked. It's always sucked. You've always felt like... like the internet in the early 2000s, if you had like dial up, it was infuriating. May Internet Explorer burn in purgatory or whatever Catholics say.
It peaked at 95% usage share in 2003. The company will push users towards Microsoft Edge over the next coming months.
Oh no, we're going to Google Chrome. It connects to your Gmail and your Google Docs. Oh, it gives me a internet browser boner. I love me some Google Chrome. Oh, yeah. Talk dirty to me. You can have the same presets at your work computer or your friend's laptop as you do on your other computer because it all connects to your Google Drive account. Oh, talk dirty to me, Google. Oh, yeah. Internet Explorer. You totally can keep up with that.
Firefox is boosting its privacy protection against online trafficking. The browser is planning to give what's being called total cookie protection to all users by default. The feature would limit the ability of websites to read cookies created by third-party services.
Whatever. It's too little, too late. If they really cared about our privacy, they would have done this 2 decades ago. Get out of here. Now that they're caught. Oh, we're trying to protect you. And get out of here.
Finally, Netflix has opened casting for Squid Game, The Challenge.
It's yeah.
a real-life competition based on the hit show in which contestants risk death in order to pay off debts. Contestants for the reality series will compete for a prize of over $4.5 million.
No- I get it, because I'm into Aqua Teen Hunger Force and other dumb things, as you can tell by the rejoiners. So I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, Squid Game sucked. But it's just... I'm able, because now I have a girlfriend that's into things I'm not into. I'm able to see the good in things that I don't like. I think Billie Eilish's music sucks, but I can see how it really identifies with the generation. I first hated TikTok. Now I'm indifferent. It's just nauseating. It's a nauseating app, but it's okay. So I didn't like Squid Games. I thought it was awful. I thought it was corny, but I'm not into like those movies that are dubbed. You know, I'm just a basic Caucasian American. I just want to watch The Wire. I'm a boring person, okay? I just spent 5 hours of my life watching Ozark, which I will get to in a second. Fuck that show. Let me tell you right now. Squid Games is a solid show, man. Squid Games is really good. It's just not for me. Like, my girlfriend's been binge-watching This Is Us, which... watching This Is Us is like just eating saltine crackers. It's literally the most bland. It's so well made because it's for women and, I don't know, gay men or whatever. But it's not for a heterosexual dude. It's into adrenaline. It is so full of estrogen. It's like, Jesus Christ. I think it would be better. This Is Us would be better if it was on like HBO and it had some sex or something, man. Just spice it up.
In today's Tech Bytes, Facebook reportedly making changes to mimic TikTok.
Oh, wow. Facebook copying other people? That's been Mark Zuckerberg's whole legacy. He literally took it from MySpace and Zanga. Oh, but he's the originator because he's the one that got popular from it.
leaked memo obtained by The Verge reveals Facebook plans to change its algorithm to feature more short-form videos. Plans also include reuniting Facebook and Messenger as one app to mimic TikTok's messaging abilities.
Nah. I don't like that. I like having the app set. That's because they want you on the app. Because, like, sometimes I have to take a social media break, so I'll keep Messenger around because that's how I text my girlfriend because she's got an Android, so it's not up-to-date text because Androids don't do that. What I'm saying is I'll keep the Messenger on my phone but try not to look at Facebook and limit my screen time. That's them knowing that they have to put the chat feature next to the app, and then you're going to, like, want to check the notification bell. Facebook is evil.
YouTube Music is rolling out seasonal recaps similar to the annual ones by Spotify. Starting with a spring edition, users will get a personalized rundown of their top artists.
Mine would be like Opie and Anthony, Howard from the 90s. I'm not really hip with the kids.
Songs, albums.
And never playlists, have.
And you have the option of sharing your recap with your friends.
Yeah, that's always fun. Look at me. This is the music I'm into. It was cool like the first year it was around, but now it's like, oh, wow. You listen to bad music. Me too.
Next, Alexa, helping with your laundry. GE's newest washer has the Amazon voice assistant built in, providing what GE calls a more personalized and smarter experience.
Nah, I'm good with... That's like the thing when I become a millionaire, I'm not going to get all these fancy things. Nah. For the price of that, I can go to Vegas for the weekend. Experience is over. Oh, wow, I got an Alexa. I got a smart... washing machine. Wow. Maybe you're the person that's not smart. Maybe you need other people to tell you what to do.
Experience. The $1,300 set also includes a dryer, but only the washer has Alexa.
$1,300. Jesus Christ. That's such a boomer thing. What did the economy cost? Ugh, boomers are the worst.
Beyonce's family is putting their love on top. The Halo singer graced the July cover of British Vogue to announce she has new music on the way. And editor-in-chief Edward Enninful is...
They didn't say the naughty girl singer. Like, you know how they always say toxic singer for Britney Spears? A little bit of a bias. They didn't say naughty girl.
...is now revealing some adorable moments from her time with the magazine.
Yeah.
In a piece titled Be Ready, Edward details the behind-the-scenes revelations between him and the Ivy Park founder, sharing that Beyonce arrived at the photo shoot fresh from school drop-off and said that her husband, Jay-Z, and their three kids, Rumi and Sir, came to visit her later on.
Got it.
On set, it was a magical mood, and soon B was walking around feeling easy and free to be herself. Her husband and kids came to surprise her on set. It was a family day out.
Was Jay-Z out of breath after banging some side chicks? Oh yeah, I got to go visit Beyonce at work.
A slightly surreal one, Edward said. The editor-in-chief explained that he spent time at the music mogul's home in the following days and even got a preview of her upcoming music, writing, I find myself truly en famille sitting at Beyonce's dinner table on a Sunday night. I'm a little stunned at how relaxed it all is.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. Like, you believe your hype, but at the end of the day, like, you're no different than us. You poop. You're going to die. Like, they probably have moments when they're not doing the crazy things they do that we can't do, and they're like, wow, this is what the peasants do that listen to our music.
Sure, the house is impressively minimalist, with acres of white walls, gleaming glass, and beautiful art. Mm. As a scrumptious dinner of ribs, cream corn, peas, and mashed potatoes is served, I'm not sure the mood could be any cozier.
By using the word scrumptious, that means that they had really expensive ingredients we can't afford. You don't ever go to a middle-class person's Thanksgiving and you're like, oh, this was scrumptious.
Struck by her level of tranquility, the laid-back atmosphere gave Edward a unique perspective into Bee's private life.
That they're actually parents and they probably help out their kids with math homework.
Saying, at this point, her ironclad devotion to professionalism and privacy is legendary. And yet here she is at home, with her hair loose, not a stitch of makeup on, wearing a hoodie, just being herself. Her armor is so lowered, her laughter so infectious, her skin so glowy.
Okay, but this is her as a family around other people. What is she like behind closed doors?
She honestly looks like a teenager. The acute privacy, he believes.
Okay. Could Beyonce totally pass for being in her 20s? Yes, but she does not look like a teenager. Maybe by the way teenagers look now, I guess. I don't know. That's just a weird comment.
exists so she can, quote, let it all go. The writer shared that Beyonce opened up to him about her family, adding, "My earth, my heart, my soul, and my sanity," is how she refers to her innermost unit. And a great deal of protection goes into allowing her to experience her pocket of the world as calmly as possible. This is a precious time in her life. Now 40, she's feeling so good as a mother, an artist, and a woman.
You notice they didn't say as a wife? You notice that?
The single lady singer updated her Instagram bio to reveal that Act 1 of her new album, Renaissance, will drop on July 29th. The new collection...
I actually low-key can't wait.
...is her first album in 6 years since she dropped Lemonade in 2016.
Lemonade.
Renaissance is reportedly going to have 16 new songs, and B is already selling box sets on her website.
I should probably not let the music play, because they'll probably play the latest hit, and I'll have to... Here's the problem. Let me explain. When I can't play music on this show, my dream for happy hour is to be happy in the morning or happy in the afternoon, whatever the time slot is, and I play throwback hits, talk for 4 minutes, play throwback hits. Because talking for 42 minutes an hour is really fucking hard, especially on a slow news day. What I'm saying is, so before I was playing like full songs and people liked it. It was like a playlist to my podcast. And then every one of my shows got deleted by Spreaker, which I guess I deserved for using copyright. So if they play music in one of the videos, I got to go and write down what time it happened and then go back and edit it. So that's why the copyright is a bitch. I get it. Especially with how underpaid artists are. It's just, you want to get to that point where it's your radio show and you just keep on grinding.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Latest on WNBA star Brittany Griner. Her pretrial jail time in Russia has now been extended into July.
Yeah, Biden's really saving her. The guy that all the WNBA and NBA players were saying was going to be the leader of this country. Oh, yeah, he's working so hard to get your star back.
Chief Global Affairs anchor Martha Raddatz is tracking the story from Washington. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, George. It was Russian investigators who asked for the extension while Griner awaits trial for what the Russians claim is drug smuggling. Mm-hmm. Griner was arrested in Moscow a week before Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, the problem is it's not really a drug. It's a plant, but it's a drug, unfortunately.
Frustration growing this morning for WNBA star Brittany Griner
after
a new setback. A Russian court now extending her detention through at least July 2nd. Griner now in custody 118 days.
It is crazy. Like, we're just living our life and she's in a Russian prison. Unbelievable.
Case is problematic from top to bottom. It is precisely why we have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee.
Griner's.
Yeah, that's one of the spokespersons from the White House. Oh, yeah. That's great. They keep saying, oh, it's awful, it's terrible, but what are you doing about it? You can say what you want about Trump, but he at least got people exonerated. He did things. He got people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Top to bottom, it is precisely why we have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee.
But what are you going to do? That's great that you characterized it and put it in the file cabinet, but what are you going to do?
There's teammates and coaches on the Phoenix Mercury meeting with members of the State Department this week as they work to secure her release.
You know, we're here to do whatever we can to make...
And this isn't good. It's going on 4 months, and they're literally throwing everything at Russia, and Russia goes, I don't care. In America or any other country, they would be like, okay, I get it. But Russia literally doesn't care about all the money being thrown at it with the WNBA and all the players and the whole America. They don't care. They hate us.
Work to secure her release.
You know, we're here to do whatever we can to make sure we amplify, keep BG at the forefront of the things that we want to do, which is more important than, you know, any basketball game and anything else that's going on in our lives.
All right. I wish them nothing but the best, but yeah. You just don't want to do that in Russia, man. Like, you kind of behave when you're hanging out there. You don't go, hey, let's bring marijuana. Like, I don't even think I would smile in Russia. I'd be taken in.
The Warriors on the cusp of their fourth championship in 8 years, up 3-2 over the Celtics. But the Celtics do have the home court advantage in Boston tonight.
And I'm watching the beginning of this game. They're getting ready.
Brave is there with a preview. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning, George. They say the hardest game to win is a closeout game where it's win or go home. home for the team on the brink. Those are the stakes for the home team tonight. Mm. The Celtics, it's going to be the last game in Boston this year. And the Warriors say they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that it's the last game of the NBA season.
Ooh, I like how you did that.
This morning, as the Golden State Warriors stand on the verge of their fourth NBA title in eight seasons and the Boston Celtics face elimination, the theme for Game 6 is simple.
Desperation.
Warriors coach Steve Kerr and team leader Draymond Green know how tense it can get.
I try to carry myself not completely after Draymond's swagger, but I just love that he's a villain.
Team is on the brink of elimination. They are going to give you everything they got. They're going to give you their absolute best shot.
Playing in their first finals, Celtics stars Jaylen Brown and Al Horford will...
Man, and I know they're supposed to be the villains, but Al Horford's just so hateable.
...do whatever it takes to force a Game 7.
I think that we're super focused, and I think that we're ready to leave it all out there.
Jaylen Brown.
It's been a theme for us all year as a team. You know, we've been in put in these positions, and when we're back into these corners, I feel like come together.
That's what might happen tonight. They're singing the national anthem right now. I don't know why I'm giving you the update about something that's already in the past.
Warriors are one win away from another title, thanks in large part to a string of all-world performances from all-time great Steph Curry.
We're quote-unquote not supposed to win this series, but it's what he's always done. And so it's beautiful to see him getting the recognition in the NBA Finals that he's always deserved.
With his team, one win from...
Yeah, everyone's kind of hated. He doesn't have a finals MVP. He's better than you. Shut up.
Glory on basketball's biggest stage. Kerr keeping the spotlight on an issue of national and personal significance.
What's happening in our country with gun violence. My dad was...
Okay, like, and then Kerr's so woke. I'm like, oh my God, you are still San Francisco, bro. I'm not gonna... And I get it. There's a gun violence problem, but he's so high and mighty. Like, shut up, dude.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's start off today with Kenan Thompson as...
Why?
He takes the next step in his separation from his wife of 11.
Oh, I thought the next move is going to be getting off of SNL and not being comfortable.
Then, as he takes the next step in his...
To leave SNL, finally?
Separation from his wife of 11 years.
I am.
Recall that last month, according to online records, the Saturday Night Live star filed for divorce from his wife, Christina Evangeline. Well, now, according to TMZ, Kenan and Christina have been secretly separated for a few years and agreed to share 50-50 custody of their daughters, Georgia and Gianna. They also said they are still living close to one another in New York City to make the custody arrangement easier for everyone involved.
Breaking news that I'll cover more in the next few days when there's a news clip about it. Johnny Knoxville files for divorce from second wife. There you go.
That sounds like a peaceful breakup.
Yeah.
Switching gears to Bradley Cooper because he recently got candid on the Smart List podcast hosted by Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Hangover star revealed how he basically fell off.
It's the pretentious rich guy, famous, so anybody will listen podcast, but it sounds no different than any other Zoom call podcast.
The deep end after being let go from Jennifer Garner's TV series Alias in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Bradley said, I was so lost and I was addicted to cocaine. That was the other thing. I severed my Achilles tendon right after I got fired or quit Alias.
A lot of bad things happen to you when you do bad things.
Also discussed when he felt like he made it in Hollywood by saying, I definitely did not feel it. Moving to Los Angeles for Alias, feeling like I was back in high school.
Yeah.
I could not get into any clubs. No girls wanted to look at me. It wasn't really until The Hangover. I was 36 when I did The Hangover.
Got it.
I got to go through all those things before fame even played into my existence on a daily level. So all that happened before any of that. Will touched on how he was happy for Bradley now that Bradley had those realizations by saying, it's been awesome seeing you in this place and seeing you comfortable. Nothing has made
Man, it sounds like Bradley was a real asshole.
Happier. It's made me happy to see you so happy with who you are. Congrats, Bradley, because I'm sure that you had some struggles. I mean, did you see how he...
All right, enough of you. 856-49-HOPPY. More of you, actually.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Kar Jenner roundup, and let's jump into a day with Blac Chyna because her $100 million lawsuit against the Kar Jenners might have been more trouble than it was worth. According to TMZ, the Kar Jenner lawyers filed paperwork that showed their financial costs for Chyna's lawsuit against them, totaling almost $400,000.
Oh yeah, feel so out of touch when I hear things like that.
Now it seems the trial judge reportedly ruled that the family is owed those costs, but the court will need to sign off on that final amount. Well, China isn't having any of this and released a statement through her lawyer that said because she achieved certain litigation objectives in the case, she won't have to pay what they're apparently demanding.
God.
The statement also claimed that Kris Jenner is attempting to financially ruin China.
Yeah, that is true.
To read more about this case, head on over to HollywoodLife.com.
Oh, we're going
to
go right on.
It's never ending, isn't it? Switching gears to Kanye West, because according to GQ, Ye is upset at Adidas and claiming...
When are we going to have a news report that goes, Ye is happy? He is always upset at everything.
That they ripped off his Yeezy shoe design. In a since-deleted Instagram post, Kanye posted a pic of a pair of Adidas Adelaide 22 slides and wrote in the caption that I'm not standing for this blatant copying no more to all the sneaker culture, to every ball player, rapper, or even if you work at the store, this is for everyone who wants to
Man, he is just such an asshole.
Express themselves, but feel they can't because they'll lose their contract or be called crazy. Bravery's not being afraid. Bravery's overcoming your fear for your truth. This Ye with the blue paint on my face, these shoes represent the disrespect that people in power have to the talent.
Got it.
This shoe is a fake Yeezy made by Adidas themselves. Recall Kanye has had a long partnership with Adidas, so this is pretty shocking.
Makes sense.
What do you guys think about the shoes?
I don't know.
Do you think they're really ripped off from Ye's design?
Move on.
Let us know in the comments. In closing today with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's sexy campaign photos for a plant-based chicken company called Daring Chicken. Kourt took to Instagram to post a pic of her and the Blink-182 drummer in the back of a limo holding a big bucket of the plant-based chicken while wearing a sexy leather snakeskin corset. And
you know what's fascinating about like fried chicken and food like that? Is that you can like take a social media picture of like you looking sexy in the back of a car eating fried chicken or whatever. Or like this also goes with like Mexican food. And you're like, we're all going to be pooping incredibly later on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as sexy as you can make food out to be, sometimes food is gross. Like, when you see somebody, like what, a big lasagna meal, I'm like, I hope you're not trying to get laid tonight. Mm-hmm.
Travis remains shirtless, coming up from behind her, kind of nibbling at her neck. Well, both Kourtney and Travis are extremely passionate about their health and wellness, and she captioned the photo, guys, there's chickens that are dying. Why we love Daring Foods plant chicken.
Yeah. I'm sure you never ate meat in the 90s. No, I'm a vegan because it's a new trend.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. Starting with some sad news for the K-pop world regarding BTS because they are taking a break.
No!
This week, the group held its Festa dinner to celebrate its 9th anniversary. And during it, they told their devoted BTS army that they were going their separate ways. Now, what could have prompted this announcement? Well,
they're all in their mid-20s and... they don't want to be attached to something from 9 years ago.
Group member RM revealed that the busy schedule of 5 albums and numerous tours over the past 4 years alone was taking a toll on the group.
The one thing you got to remember, and this is what I've learned from like seeing things. Like I went to SiriusXM 6 years ago and I'm not name dropping, but I got to walk in and sit in on the Opie and Jim show for like 5 minutes and they hated each other. And people knew that on air. But people enjoyed listening to Opie and Anthony. People enjoyed this and that. And people enjoyed the Beatles. Things that have broken up. But you don't realize that that's a job to them. Even though they're making millions, that's a job. So I'm sure the BTS guys behind the scenes hated each other. And it was becoming like something... like when you're at a place so long, it's like you're like, when is this going to end? Either I'm going to die a BTS member or I'm going to break up, you know? Because all things end.
RM also shared that the group has essentially lost their direction and they need some time to figure things out. Well, hopefully it won't...
you'll see them in about 5 years for the reunion tour.
It'll be too long before we hear from them again. Moving on to Jennifer Lopez now because she is finally addressing all of the butt jokes that she has received over the years.
You're the real butt of the jokes.
In her new Netflix documentary, Halftime, the singer...
in her new documentary, I'm a miserable person, so I blame everybody else.
Looked back on how she's been treated by the media. And the Bronx native specifically recalled public judgments made about her lower behind.
Okay.
In the special, J-Lo recalled how during the early 2000s, the beauty ideal was very thin, blonde, tall, and not a lot of curves, which ultimately resulted in the Marry Me star having a hard time dealing with the constant attention on her shape. And
oh, yeah, because you totally never made dresses that totally pointed it out.
Feeling like a, quote, punchline.
But oh, whatever. Poor you. Oh no, you got a big butt.
Like most trends, J.Lo would go on to set a new standard for fashion and affect it in a way she never intended to affect them.
What? By dressing up as a hot chick? There's nothing really, like, crazy. Like, J.Lo's an okay singer. She's an okay actress. She's okay at everything. She's lucky that Selena was around and had died because she wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for Selena. So when they're saying that she's a game changer, like, what, copying everybody? I guess that is game changing at some points.
Was the most famous dress in American history damaged after Kim Kardashian wore it?
That's yeah, that big-ass butt.
That's the question being asked today about the iconic beaded Marilyn Monroe gown Kim wore at the Met Gala 6 weeks ago. It had only previously been worn once before by Marilyn when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK in 1962.
Oh, no, there's the homewrecker.
New side-by-side photos of the back of the dress taken before and after Kim wore it appear to show stretched fabric and missing beads. Marilyn collector Chad Michael Morissette took the after photo during a recent visit to Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Hollywood.
The backside of the zipper, all the way up the zipper, the fabric is complete.
Who cares? We're all going to be gone someday, and so will that museum.
Completely frayed. And
plus, if you go to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, like there's one in San Francisco. I don't know if this is the one that has it, but it is just so cheesy.
And torn and ruined.
When you talk about damage, is it irreparable?
They don't make this fabric anymore.
Whatever. Poor you guys. That sounds like a big problem.
Here lies Stephen Owens in a cemetery in Polk County, Iowa. For the world
of... I bet Polk County, Iowa is not that different than Polk County, Florida.
Final not so hidden message, while his tombstone reads,
"Forever in our hearts, until we meet again, cherish memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friend, and cousin."
So each letter going down is F-U-C-K off.
First letter of each phrase on the stone ends up spelling out F off, a phrase I can't say here.
We should be able to. Life's too short.
Happy hour.
All right. Enough about death. Let's talk about working out. FitSageFitness.net. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer around, I'm a man of my words. FitSageFitness.net. Sign up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Selena Gomez will never be happy.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I felt like it was very difficult for people to take me seriously. I felt like it was very difficult for people to take me seriously.
Yeah.
I felt like a joke, you know?
Selena Gomez is getting real about life after Disney.
Everything is a juror in the Johnny Depp and
copyright songs. Oh, no. Copyright. I can't play that. But I hate the copyright laws. So this is about... Selena Gomez. Let me skip to right here.
Star, too legit actor.
I feel like this time I'm just so confident and comfortable. And
this was her 7 years ago.
More than I've ever felt in my whole life.
And then life happened.
She opens up about her journey to that place on the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast.
I'm not going to be one to just be like, poor me or woe is me, because.
But you are by doing that. You're just passive aggressive about it.
I have slowly pushed through that, and I'm really glad, but it was very frustrating. There were moments where I felt like I was just like I don't have what it takes to do this.
I don't know if you do. She sounds like she would be good, like, working at, like, Walgreens. Like, welcome to Walgreens. Can I help you?
But now,
a very bland voice.
Selena says she's only grown from it and is grateful for her past.
I am so grateful because everything that I've done, I've earned. And I've worked really hard for.
That's a solid point.
Would never replace that for the world. If everything was handed to me, I guarantee you I would be a totally different person.
Okay. So then quit talking about the past then.
And I've seen that happen in people, and that's so disheartening.
Alrighty. Moving on.
Have they gotten any of the showbiz bug? Would they want to be and go into acting?
Sammy.
This is Denise Richards in 2018 talking about her kids with Sheen.
I think would be more interested in directing and photography.
Yeah.
Fast forward a few years and Denise Richards is not far off. Her 18-year-old daughter with Charlie Sheen, Sammy, just confirmed that dream in an Insta story Q&A, telling her followers she wants to write and direct her own screenplay.
It's funny. So the audience for my podcast is 25 to 54. Because talk radio is 25 to 54. So I followed Sammy Sheen and I saw some of the bone listeners that are like 25 to 54 pushing like to 57 actually. And they like followed her. There's like seven of them. It's funny. Men are such creeps.
Play.
Whatever they want to do. I just want them happy and follow their passion and their heart.
The reveal came just a day after Sammy shocked the internet with the news she's joining OnlyFans.
But she's doing like the Bella Thorne Cash Me Outside thing where she's posing in lingerie. The media is like making such a big thing out of it because it's a clickbait article. Until she begins having sex on camera, like Chloe Cherry from Euphoria, get out of here. It is weird in 2022. You can literally watch Euphoria and then just look up Chloe Cherry and have a good time, man. Bizarre. Can you imagine in the 90s you're watching like Ally McBeal and you can just see her having sex on TV? Well, that would have been the most exciting thing to happen to that boring show known as Ally McBeal. 856-49-HOPPY.
Here's her big announcement, posing in a bikini. She captioned the post. Click the link in my bio if you want to see more.
Oh, yeah. You don't really see much. I typed in, here's the thing. You don't ever have to pay because I wanted to see what it looked like, but I didn't want to pay. Just type in any girl's name from OnlyFans and then type in the word Reddit and people will like screenshot the pictures. And they were nice pictures that Sammy Sheen took. Like, she's hot. But it's just kind of like, oh, wow, you're laying on a bed and you're showing me your butt. Wow. Can't see that anywhere. I haven't seen it from this woman either. Actually, I have.
You haven't seen my vagina? Oh. Yeah. We'll get there. Takes time to warm up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Kim Kardashian is getting very comfortable. And we need to know where this conversation is going.
Sucks.
And I was like, why not?
On the season finale of Hulu's The Kardashians, the reality star brings her man Pete Davidson on set and naturally wants to introduce him to a special coworker.
Pete, come here. You have to meet Paxi.
Yeah, we banged in the 90s.
Paxi has worked with me as audio 14 years from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She knows everything about me. She's probably seen my vagina.
More than me?
Not more than you, but she's probably seen it.
Man, Pete's awesome, bro. Anybody that's a hater is just unhappy with their life.
Yeah, Kim and Pete go there. And though we can't see him on camera, we hear the comedian loud and clear.
We hear the comedian loud and clear, but it's funny. We actually saw her on camera. You know what I'm saying?
She's probably seen my vagina.
More than me?
Not more than you, but she's probably seen it.
But
those drunken nights taking care of Kim. Whatever. I'm glad we know more about Kim Kardashian's vagina. I feel more fulfilled by life.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have major love for each other. A source spoke out to People magazine, revealing just how smitten the Skims mogul is with her comedian beau. It's their first summer as a couple, and they are having a blast. Pete has an intense work schedule starting later this summer,
yeah.
So they are trying to enjoy as much time together as possible right now.
True.
Source told the publication. The source also dished on Keith's recent romantic Tahiti getaway and how they are feeling after the trip, telling people, quote,
pretty laid back after all the sex.
They were in Tahiti for several days without the kids. Kim is head over heels. She can't get enough of Pete. He treats her so well. He is protective, super supportive, and just a great guy for Kim.
It is crazy. It feels like he's the first good dude.
She is the happiest. Kim and Pete were first linked last October, but stayed pretty hush-hush about their romance for a while until going Instagram official in March.
Mm-hmm.
The couple then made their red carpet debut at the 2022...
All right, so we're just going to read off the resume of their relationship. We're going to move on, if that's the case.
Chris Evans is addressing the controversy stemming from a same-sex kiss that's included in his new movie, Lightyear.
Which I saw last night. It was great, man. That is my nostalgia. Anything Buzz Lightyear. I love Buzz Lightyear. One of my Buzz Lightyear little uniform my girlfriend got me from Disneyland. Oh, it was a good time. Just takes your mind off of life. Just watch super action in the new Lightyear movie. I saw the pre-screening. I saw it last night. And the cat in their hoagie or their cat character socks looks just like my cat. So I was really vibing with the movie. And there's a same-sex kiss between like two women, and it's nothing, and everyone's grossed out by it. Man, if that bothers you, get over yourself. You're just repressed as hell.
41-year-old actor who voices Buzz Lightyear in the new Pixar film recently sat down for an interview with Variety. And he shared how proud he is to be a part of a film that represents the LGBTQ community.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's great. As great as it is, and you know, I've been asked the question a few times. It's nice and it's wonderful. It makes me happy. The moment reportedly comes during a montage about the life of character Alicia, in which she is shown kissing her wife. This scene had originally been cut out, but was later restored by Disney. Disney and Pixar have since received backlash over the choice to keep the moment in. And the Captain America actor says he is, quote, frustrated over the criticism.
Yeah, you're a weirdo. You're just repressed as hell and jealous that the LGBTQ plus community is finally getting to be what they are sexually, and you might be in the closet and in denial.
It's tough to not be a little frustrated that it even has to be a topic of discussion, that it is this kind of news. The goal is that we can get to a point where it is the norm and that this doesn't have to be some uncharted waters, that eventually this is just the way it is.
Hopefully we'll get there. Just the boomers have to die off first.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. I said it.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best company around, you can have posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, you can get at WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And he was already going to hook you up with a good deal. But when you go there and you tell him I sent you, oh, yeah, just name drop me on that invoice. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley, master barbershop at richkbarber.com. He is over at Salon Loft and Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com and look for next Wednesday or Thursday. I will have my official commercial with Rich. I'm finally getting a haircut.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Katie Holmes and Bobby Wooten III look so smitten on their latest red carpet date night.
It's got to be weird that Katie Holmes, because she seems really happy with this guy, that she like doesn't have to be private, because her and Jamie Foxx were weird as hell.
The Dawson's Creek alum brought her musician Beau to the Tribeca Film Festival for the premiere of her new film, Alone Together.
It was her, Rihanna, kind of Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, all those beautiful celebrities are the reason I like women. And the secret agent and agent Cody Banks, too. She was like British. So hot.
She wrote, directed, and stars in. The couple held hands as they hit the carpet, and Katie grinned ear to ear as she put her hand on Bobby's shoulder. The filmmaker exuded effortless glam in a crochet maxi dress, which she accessorized with a leather clutch and a gold chain necklace.
All right, so she looks good. 856-49, Hoppy.
I find out what Tristan is doing with the rest of the world.
You shouldn't be surprised, though. You literally are defending it. You're allowing it to happen by not completely getting rid of him. It's hard to feel bad for you, Chloe.
A courtesy would be not doing it. But fine, if you do it, you're not even going to give me a heads up for the rest of the world.
No, because he's cheated on you 100 times. Why do you think a cheater who has no respect for you, why do you think he would let you know things ahead of time? He's a cheater.
It's just an additional slap in my face.
It's like if you were to employ somebody at your small business and they've been in trouble in the past for like credit card scams or something, and then they scam you and you're like, but why did you do that? Because you have a past of it.
It's humiliating. I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
Khloe Kardashian giving her honest reaction to Tristan Thompson's paternity scandal.
Mm-hmm.
During the Kardashians finale, Khloe faces the harsh truth. After her sister Kim tells her about the court docs that reveal Tristan fathered a child with someone else.
Did you see what I sent you?
No, hang on.
What? What the f*** is this?
So he's been lying to you.
What? Did you know about this?
No.
I love the dramatic music. Like, this wasn't scripted the whole time. Just acting, oh my God, he cheated on you.
Oh my God, this cannot be happening.
Everything's going to be okay.
No. But I'll keep going back to him.
No matter what, everything's going to be okay.
No, it won't be. I'll be honest.
And for Khloe, all she can think about is the last few months with Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, the pair had reconciled after his prior cheating scandals.
I'm replaying every event, every grand gesture, every trip.
Who's the finest man?
You are.
Every date.
Where's Tutu? There she is.
Woo! Every whatever.
I see you.
Yeah, he's an okay father. He's not the worst. He just doesn't care. But he's like a, you know, like people that go to Catholic church. I know this because I'm Catholic. Only during Christmas and Easter, like they just are part-time religious people. That's Thompson as a father. Mm-hmm.
The anonymous person, who was one of five male jurors on the panel, tells ABC News, quote, myself and at least two other jurors don't use Twitter or Facebook. Others who had it made a point not to talk about it. He adds, we followed the evidence. In his comments to ABC News, the anonymous juror said he also believes that, quote, a lot of Amber's story didn't add up.
You don't say.
As the majority of the jury felt she was more the aggressor.
Yeah, she is aggressive.
Describing Amber's testimony, the juror explains the crying, the facial expressions that she had, the staring at the jury. All of us were very uncomfortable. She would answer one question and she would be crying. And then 2 seconds later, she would turn ice cold. Some of us use the expression crocodile tears.
And now here is Amber Heard saying that she loves Johnny. She's a manipulative, sociopathic bitch. Mm-hmm. And I'm not being sexist because I would call him a dick. He's a dickhead. There, she's a bitch and he's a dickhead. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there's not that much of a but there anyway.
I love him.
Amber Heard says she still has love for Johnny Depp after a jury found her liable for defamation in the highly publicized case brought against her by her ex-husband.
Yeah.
I loved him with all my heart. And I tried the best I could to make a deeply broken relationship work.
And, well, you failed.
And...
when you shit the bed. Yeah. You shit the bed, Amber. Didn't you?
trial has begun for the man who prosecutors say killed Grammy Award-winning rapper Nipsey Hussle. The district attorney told a jury that the suspect, who's pleaded not guilty,
may he burn in hell,
planned the shooting and was upset over snitching rumors. Hussle was an anti-violence advocate in his LA community when he was.
Yeah. He says it perfectly in his song that they released with Dr. Dre and Ty Dolla Sign. I wish I could play it. But he's not here anymore. And you listen to his music and we're all going to die someday. And he says, we live this marathon life because one day we can all die.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.